You can turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians, we'll start, chapter 5. I want to just go over some things on prayer and what God wants to do for us. He says He wants to do for us. He just wants to do for us. And a little bit on the hope. Jimmy's memorial was really wonderful. And six people share on just how wonderful a man he was, and always willing to help someone. He loved God's word, and he wore shorts a lot. But it was really good. And Chrissy, I didn't see the two kids, but Chrissy seemed to be doing really well, and prayers help a lot. So keep them up. Or like all the people Terry prayed for too. Could always use a lot of prayer. But in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, this is the ultimate retemery verse, right? It says, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And that without ceasing means to just constantly pray. Pray to God. Like in John's manifestations, He wants to do for us. He wants to hear from us all the time. And, you know, as we go over some of these scriptures, we're going to see that God really does want to hear from us, and He wants to do for us the things in it He's promised us in His Word. So it means to constantly talk to Him. And then I love that it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And that will means the determination, the decree, the desire, the pleasure. It's God's pleasure to do His will for us. And then concerning you, which is great, is we're the end point. You know, when we have a need, we're the end. That's what God wants. He wants to take care of that need for us all the time, every single time. And if you go to Luke chapter 18, there's a wonderful sample here that we've read before, but it just is a great example of how God is. Actually, God is way better than this guy. But in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, and he spake a parable unto them, this is Jesus Christ, to this end that men ought always to pray and to faint not. So God wants us to always pray to Him. He wants us to talk to Him and not give up when we're doing it. Even, you know, if we don't get the answer right away, He still wants to talk. He wants us to talk to Him and converse with Him and see what He has to say. So here's the example. Saying, there was in a city a certain city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, this woman is going to be a pain in the neck. Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjudged just saith. And thankfully, he didn't stop there. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear along with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily in due time. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall they find faith on the earth? So, great example, but God is greater than that example of the judge, where He wants to do for you. He doesn't care if we're a pain. You know, He doesn't care if we keep going to Him and asking Him for the needs that are on our heart, because He's a really wonderful, just God. And He wants us to not faint, to not faint, to keep going to Him. That faint means to be weak or frail or weary, but He wants us to keep going to Him until we see that great breakthrough that only He can provide. Because He's a great God. in Romans 12. Romans 12. Romans 12, 12. Rejoicing in hope. That's another thing, the great thing to do, because we have all of these great things available to us now, but if we never see one prayer answered, we still got that hope that, you know, he's coming back for us, and it's just going to be beyond, above, and beyond all that we can ask or think, that great day. But anyway, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, and then it says what? Continuing instant in prayer, to persist in a thing, to persevere, to wait upon constantly, give persistent attention to God, to what he says. Talk to God. That's another thing. Another way of saying God wants us to talk to him. He wants us to go to him. Nothing's too big, nothing's too small, and we're not being a pain to him ever. Keep going to him. Quickly in Psalm 123. You don't even really have to turn there, but you can, just to make sure I'm doing the right thing. It says in verse 2, well, we can read verse 1. Unto thee, lift up mine eyes, O that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to keep looking at him for the things that we desire and need in this life according to his word. And that's a good thing, because no one else is going to do that for us. You know, God is the one that does it for us. If you go to Ephesians chapter 6, who can guess what verse? Okay, 18, I'll tell you. Ephesians 6, 18 says, praying sometimes with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. No. Praying what?
Always
with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all what?
Perseverance.
And supplication for all saints. So he wants us to always look to him, always ask him for what's on our hearts, and to keep watching. And that watching means to keep awake, because he's gonna get it to you. He's gonna get you what you need. And that word always means all the time. So we're all covered. It's not just a certain time period, but we can go to God at any time we need him, which basically is all the time. And he's always there for us. In Colossians chapter 4. And verse 2. It says to what? Continue in prayer. Constantly be diligent in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That word watch again is to stay awake, because it's going to happen. Keep awake. Be constantly diligent with going to God. Don't get tricked out of, you know, going to the world for things. I mean, if you need a bagel, you can go to the world, or if you need an egg sandwich, fine. But for the wonderful heart things that we need from God, go to him. Constantly go to him. Philippians. This wonderful section here. Verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for everything. Be anxious or careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. In the WT, it says, do not be anxious, and we know that means what? distract, you know, mentally distracted, which is very easy to do now, and always actually, but it's available not to be. About anything, but in everything by prayer and prayer requests, with thanksgiving, let your petition be known to God. And then when we do that, the result is verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your, page turn, hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, which passes all understanding, more excellent than every way of thinking. Any other way you could possibly think of that would be better than this, doesn't cut it. So we gotta keep that in our minds, that when we're not anxious, when we're not distracted, when we're going to God with all these ways we can pray, speaking in tongues, like Rich said, keep speaking in tongues a lot, we get that peace of God, and it's more excellent than anything. How about Romans 8? Please, Romans 8. Romans 8, and we're going to read verse 15. Just because, why not? It says there that ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again, to have fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So that's a tender, loving thing we can do with God. Like Perry prays, he calls him Dad. It's a very endearing thing. We can do that with God anytime we want. We can go to Him. And then, where is it? Verse 26 says, likewise, the Spirit itself also helpeth our infirmities, those not so good things. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us, which groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to his will. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So all things work together, because God tells us that you don't have to be anxious about stuff, you don't have to worry about anything, you know, do your best not to get distracted, and all things are going to work for good. And like, for we know not what we should pray for. So there's stuff going on in our hearts. God knows what's going on. He's got the answer. He knows what's going on. He knows how to fix it. So we go to Him, for Him to fix it. Not to Johnny Jump Up or
Snowball Pete.
Snowball Pete. Yeah.
Henry Bolocko.
God, can't forget about him. And then this another wonderful verse here is in Matthew chapter 21. You said Henry Bolocko, right?
Yes. Maggie Muggins.
Maggie Muggins, that's what I was thinking. Matthew 21:22. It says, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall what?
Receive.
Whatsoever means what?
Whatsoever.
So there isn't a thing that we would need in our lives that God can't take care of. So anyway, go to Jeremiah chapter 32. Do a little Old Testament here for a minute. Jeremiah 32. Verse 17, 18, and 19 today. It says, Ah, Lord God, behold, I'm hearing pages turn. It says, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth, by thy great power and stretched out on. And there is nothing too hard for thee. There you go. And he closed the book. So all we have to know is that there's nothing too hard for God. There really isn't. You know, he made the heavens, he made the earth, he knows how they tick. was there. He knows every star. He knows every name of every star. I'll bet he knows every little kernel of sand, or whatever. What do you call
it?
Grain of sand, too. I bet you he knows all their names. But anyway. And there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Great in counsel. So if you need something, you know, something bugging you or something's going on, go to God. He can counsel you. And mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, and to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So we just keep going to him, because he does have every single answer. He counsel, he can give great advice, and he's just wonderful. Isaiah 55. That's one book to the back, right? Oh yeah, this is a great one. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. Says here, our wonderful Father, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, thank you, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And that's a wonderful God, that there's no limit to what he can do for us. He just wants to keep taking care of us, and we can't limit him in our thinking, which I do all the time. Can he do this for me? Really? No. Of course, he wants to take care of us. He wants us to have every single part of his best. In Psalms, chapter 30, verse 11. Oh yeah, well we don't know this one, but this is so, let's read verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper, my protector. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth, and girdeth me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. So he turned his mourning into dancing, his sorrow, his despair, into a wonderful thing. And again, only God can do that. Second Corinthians. Do we read that one already? I don't think so. Anyway, 2 Corinthians. Here we go. Chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able. There it is right there. He's able. That's another thing. That's all we need to know right there. He's able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And if you're an ESV fan, it says, at all times. So that's another thing. There's no time that we cannot go to God with things that are on our heart that we need taken care of. It's at all times. How about 1 John chapter 5? John 5:14-15. And you notice here, well, this says here, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. So you notice when God is saying things that he wants to provide for us, it's words like any, all, you know, whatever, whatsoever. He wants us to be totally taken care of with all these wonderful things that we can have in our heart. And that word confidence is wonderful because it means the freedom or frankness of speech. We can just really be honest with God and tell him, look, this is where it's at. This is what I need, you know. I need your help, and he'll help us. And he doesn't just hear us, but he performs it for us. And I think that was in one of the manifestations too. He hears us all the time. It's wonderful. Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6:17. How did I get to 9? Wait a minute. There it is. What did I say? 17. It says, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as what?
Anchor
of the soul. Both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. So we have this great hope. Like I said before, if we never got one prayer answered, which I know we all have, we still have this great hope that this isn't it right here. You know, this is just a drop in the ocean. We still have that him coming back for us, Christ coming back for us. So we got to keep looking at that instead of the distractions of the world, because there's plenty. Revelation 21. Revelation 21:4-5. This is what we have to look forward to when that all happens. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. So not all, you know, along with all the great things God promises us, this other one, you know, this other thing is just, it's true and faithful. That's going to happen, no matter what happens in this life. And then it's wonderful. Let's read 22:5. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for what? Ever and ever. So that's cool. 1 Corinthians 15. We got to read this section to close out here. Well, almost to close. 1 Corinthians. Jerry read this at the end of the memorial. 15:52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. It's gulped, it's devoured in victory. O death, Where is thy sting, O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, settled, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So this hope keeps us laboring for our wonderful Father. Keeps us going, keeps us in a really wonderful way. Now, to really close, in Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25. Verse 8, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away all tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. So that's going to be a great day, but in the meanwhile, we get to pray to God, we get to talk to God as much as we want, because he wants to hear from us, and we get to see him do things that no one else can do but him.